Thanks for that, Wayne. Bit, your last stock pick, Standard Bank, 205 Rand, and that's up 36% the last 12 months. Tell us about this investment case.
Yeah, I think Standard Bank is a company exposed to the local economy. We think that that these companies are undervalued. I think South Africans are persistently overly negative about South African businesses, and therefore the valuation of South African companies are persistently undervalued. And then, as a result, they tend to perform better than the so-called Rand Hedge stocks over long periods of time. The South African Aussie Index is probably one of the best performing indices in the world over the long term in US dollars, and it's because we consistently overvalue offshore earnings and undervalue local earnings. And Standard Bank is a local earner. It's trading on low PE, and its earnings are also under pressure at the moment. So its earnings are low, and it's on a low multiple. So we think as the credit cycle evolves in South Africa, the earnings will start picking up as demand for credit or credit extension picks up, because at the moment it's only growing by 3 or 4% per annum, very anemic, and that's basically the lifeblood of banking earnings is credit extension. As that picks up, we think the earnings will pick up, and then you get a double whammy. As the earnings pick up, it's likely that you'll get a re-rating higher, a higher PE on those earnings. So that'll give you a double whammy. We've already started seeing that happen over the past 6 months to a year. We think it's still very early on, very early days, and we're very optimistic about the long-term outlook, investment outlook for something exposed to the African economy and the credit cycle, something like Standard Bank.
Well, that was Wednesday's edition of the Share Shootout. That was quick, and certainly lends its name towards the Share Shootout. That was Petfull Yun, Executive Chairman at RECM Capital Management, Wayne McCurry, Head of, or shall I rather say, with Wealth and Investments at F&B, and then Devin Shute from the Robert Group, all with their stock picks. Thank you for listening to Classic Business.